going just like you steering your car back up. And say, whoop, come here, Hall. He'd cut over that way. Whoop, gee. And talked to him and said he made him put that hind wheel right over that silver just talking to him. Oh. They said that's what.
Oh.
And I've seen the mule. I didn't see Woodrow do that, but they said he sure done.
Well, he had some well-trained mules.
You mighty right. And these there, Helm and Kirk, like I said about yesterday, they put the harness on, they kept the harness in the stable where the mules were, and when they'd take the loose every end from the wagon, they'd leave the traces up on the britching, and they'd leave the outside line, check line, snap to the bits, you know, they used to snap them to them bits, and unsnap them to middle line, and just pull the bridles off the mule and leave that outside line fastened to the bit,
yes.
Pull the bridle off and hang them on the left hand with the mule working on the right on the left, mule working on the right, leave that snapped on them, and hang, pull their bridle off, hang on that side. And they'd go to the lot, and they kept them in the stall, and they'd go in, they kept two and had big stalls, they'd keep two in every stall. They'd go in there and they'd unharness them and let them go out there and water while they put it in the feed. And they know their stall, they go to the right stall. And the next morning, and every driver kept his wagon in a certain place every night, a certain place to park. Park his wagon there, right there, every night. Every man had a parking place. They had eight wagons. And every morning, they had a big wide gate there. One pair of them mules, mare mules, named Kate and Cole, my brother, drove them some. They were just as pretty as they could be, slick and fat. And they'd go in and harness it. The collar would be the first thing you put on the mule. Then they'd put them harness on and buckle the hamstring. You had plank straps and choke straps. The choke strap went between the front legs and the ring back there, and you'd snap them plank straps. And they'd put the bridles on then and snap them together.
Yes.
And the reason they kept the wagons in a certain place, they know them mules know the wagons. And when they come out of the lot, they snap them together, you know.
Oh.
Come out of the stall, snap them inside and check them. Yeah, go get over to Tom. And them mules would go to their right, the right wagon, one to jump Tom and the other one stand. And they had them little snaps on them breast chains. And he'd go there and snap them breast chains up and hook off all the traces and get ready to go. And I remember that's the truth, if the truth ever been told.
Well, those mules were well trained, weren't they?
You were mighty right, they were. And when there's loading out in the woods, you put on one log, you had to go and get a 5 or 6 log load. They throw the chain back over the wagon. Go over there and throw the cloth over. Come here! They roll another log in there. And them mules come right back there and turn right around there and stand till they come over into the cloth hall chain. Now they had them mules trained like that.
Well, you know, the problem now is getting those mules to back, and you wouldn't, nobody'd have a silver dollar.
That's right.
Couldn't buy
that. That's the truth.
You can't hardly find a silver dollar anymore.
No,
the half dollars are about all copper now, aren't they? They got some kind of alloy.
Yeah, look like.
Well, that made me think about it. Fellow went to the bank, got a $63 check, and he told the lady that worked in there, said, I want you to cash this check, $63, and he said, I want it in 6 bills, and I don't want that $1 bill in the bunch. And she figured, can you figure that out?
Let's see.
6 bills and not that $1 bill, $63.
Huh, so you had... I sure can't what they got in there. I can't, what's it?
154 twos and 1 5.
Well, I'd do it with
it. They said that lady never could figure it out. And he told her.
Yeah.
He just done it. He wasn't all that particular.